At 6:06, we have fog and mist, 65 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 80 today with, again, a chance of some rain. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Tulsa City Council okays projects for Vision 2 that will be on the ballot in November. A late add to the list is the OSU Medical Birthing Center. City Council Chair G.T. Bynum tweaked the numbers to find the cash.
That resulting $2.1 million would go to OSU Medical Center. Their request to us on Tuesday was $2 to $2.5 million, so this would cover that.
The council did hear pleas from both sides of the issue, including one from former councilor John Eagleton, who urged voters to say no to the plan. He especially dislikes the closing fund to be used to seal economic development deals. He says some have called it a slush fund for the county. A multi-county grand jury indictment tied to former Broken Arrow school superintendent Jim Cisney is unsealed. Former Windstream's communication employee Eddie Dale Bryson was named in a one-count indictment for perjury. The jury contends that Bryson lied about the origin of basketball tickets given to Cisney. The suicide of a 13-year-old at the Stillwater Junior High School has parents throughout Oklahoma concerned about the well-being of their teenagers. Tulsa Mental Health Director Mike Bros says suicidal depression is difficult to detect in adolescents.
As we say around here at the Mental Health Association, sometimes if you're not sure, just ask the question. Ask them, are you thinking about having thoughts of hurting yourself or made any plans? And if any of those answers are yes, stick with them, stick by them.
Bros says dropping grades and being withdrawn are two of the warning signs. More than a week after a Tulsa megachurch promised to ask the Oklahoma Department of Human Services to review how it handles child abuse allegations, the DHS says it is yet to hear from the ministry. Victory Christian Center made the pledge last week after five workers were charged for not quickly reporting the alleged rape of a 13-year-old girl on the campus of the church. A church spokesman said late yesterday that the church has left voicemails for the DHS. A fallen soldier from Claremore comes home to be laid to rest.
Members of the Patriot Guard motorcycle group escort the body of 19-year-old John Townsend, killed in Afghanistan earlier this month. The plane carrying his body landed at Tulsa International, and a procession drove to Claremore, where his memorial service will be held. In the crowd at the airport holding an American flag is C.K. Panter.
It's our honor to be out here to honor this fallen soldier. Hopefully we can, you know, pay respects to the family and show our appreciation for what he's done for his country.
Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The West Nile numbers in Oklahoma continue to climb. There has been another death in the state. The Oklahoma Department of Health released numbers yesterday showing the death toll has increased to 9 now, with 154 confirmed cases of West Nile virus this year in Oklahoma. Smaller recycling carts could soon be in Tulsa's future. The Tulsa Trash Board had ordered huge recycling carts, but is now looking to use much smaller 48-gallon carts. Board member and city councilor David Patrick likes the idea.
You know, the 46, I think, is a really good compromise to the size of the recycling cart, and making that available to some of the public out there.
It's not a done deal, however. The city legal department still needs to review any contract change, as well as the new solutions trash service. Our weather forecast: fog this morning with thunderstorms later, a high today of 80. Thunderstorm chances are at 50% tonight and a low of 63. National Weather Service radar this morning shows us socked in with fog and a little bit of mist. Right now, 65 degrees in Tulsa. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.